Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio by...
Carissa Ong.
Hello, Carissa Ong. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So from what I understand, you were on radio just a couple of weeks ago on another radio station talking about the same topic we're going to be talking about tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, but they don't have smarty pants.
They don't have smarty pants. Uh-huh. Which I know she's quite excited about.
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh my gosh, she's competitive, Richard.
Yeah, you see, most of the guests that come in here, they are terrified of smarty pants and they worry about how well they're going to score, right?
Right.
So I'm going to ask you now... Roughly, what do you think you might score on Smarty Pants? And we'll bear that in mind for later on. Go on, have a guess. Just a rough guess.
Above 10.
Above 10. That'll do for me. Our lowest score is 1. Our highest score is 27.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
really.
If you come somewhere, setting the bar.
Absolutely. 10's not a bad thing to aim for. Right. So what we want to talk to you about today, obviously, is about Midnight Monologues, mainly, because that's, you know... I was saying in the kind of beginning of the show, when somebody tells you you can't do something or they don't think you're mature enough or they don't think you're ready and one thing or another, it annoys people when you're told you can't do things, right?
Yes,
and
definitely.
It must have annoyed you to a point that you went out and created your own publishing house.
Yeah, in a way, because you just get so tired of it and you can't really defend yourself anymore,
right,
like with words, so you just have to do it and show it to them instead.
Right.
Prove to them you can do it.
Did it feel good when you finally got it out and you were just like, see, I told you I could do this?
Yes, definitely. But even when it got out, it still had like a lot of like doubts and stares.
I think it's normal to feel that way, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So explain to us briefly what Midnight Monologues is.
Okay, Midnight Monologues is my first published English poetry and short stories book. So it's not only poetry, it has a bunch of my collection of short stories because I love to write stories. So the book consists of 4 chapters, loss, found, hope, and short stories.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Yeah.
So, ah.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, a lot of them are kind of, they started with a topic of a breakup, right?
Yes.
Is this something you can talk about? You're not going to get all like...
Oh, no, I'm. It's fine.
I'm over it.
Yeah,
that.
I'm so over it already.
Okay, yeah. So that's where it started, is it?
Yes. Before that, I was just writing casually on my blog, comedic stuff. Mm. But after the heartbreak, I had all that free time. So I took that time to write and have closure, basically.
Right. Mm.
And apparently a lot of people relate to that.
Yeah.
And I continued writing because they gave me encouragement and... they're telling me that I'm writing beautiful stuff that helps them cope as well. So what makes me happy is when I write something and it makes them happy also.
So maybe sometimes breakup is good?
I don't know. Is it?
That's the silver lining. Yeah.
That's the silver lining. So let's be clear about this right now. Are you single now then?
Oh no, I actually have a boyfriend.
Oh, so there is a silver lining after all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
Why are you so depressed, Richard? Why are you so depressed?
No.
Why so sad? Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But no. Okay. That's a good place to start then. So we've now come full circle. Yeah. We've gone from it being a bad, depressing time. You now have your book published and a new boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Everything's good.
Yeah, perfect.
Right.
Silver lining, Richard.
Let's go to Smarty Pants and then we're done. Okay, let's take a very short break, of course. We'll be back after these messages to let you know more about news from Page 2 and Smarty Pants coming up a little bit later on. But we do have a giveaway this evening. It's all by our friends over at My Burger Lab. What are we giving away?
So this is the last week that our friends at My Burger Lab will be opening their pop-up store at APW Bangsa for this month. Now, you can stand a chance to win yourself 2 free burgers and 1 free nachos. So all you have to do is just answer this question. What do photographers ask? you to say before taking a picture, and it is also the name of a burger in my Burger Lab menu. Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well. Just bear in mind, if you want to take part in this competition, make sure you are available this weekend to go to APW Bangsa to claim your burgers and nachos. So if you have any questions for us tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Wow, so prepared like you.
I learn from the best.
Oh, not talking about me, obviously. Right, time for a short break. If you want to get in touch, like you said, via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Taking a very short break, we'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
This is...
Carissa Ong.
She is the writer, creator and publisher of Midnight Monologues, poems and short stories, published back in July 2016 of this year. Got to number 6, I believe, in MPH's weekly best-selling books. Where are we at now? What are we on? Are we still on that list?
I haven't got the latest update yet, but it's doing really well.
How do they kind of update you? Is it like a kind of a football scores and they call you up each week and say, hey, Carissa, this week you are at number 5.
It's via email.
Oh,
mostly.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wanted to say that. Hello, Richard, duh, email.
You know, if it was me, I would insist on a phone call. I'd be like, can you just, it would make you feel good in the morning, you know? You're at number 3.
First thing you get up in the morning, right?
Right, your phone rings, hey, it's MPH, you're at number 3. Nice. Anyway, folks, we have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away these burgers. Addie's given you all the details before. You can hear a little bit later on. We'll tell you all the details, but let's just ask the question.
So what do photographers ask you to say before taking a picture? And it's also the name of a burger in my Burger Lab menu. Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well. And again, if you have any questions for Carissa, why am I kissing Richard and myself? You can tweet us at BFM Radio.
How long have we been hosting this show together? And you're now confusing me with somebody else who hosted the show once.
I'm a radio DJ now.
Right, Carissa, you can take up the job. I will switch off Adeline's microphone. That being said, it's not unusual that my mother still gets my name wrong. She calls me by my brother's name. She even called me by my father's
name.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. Maybe we should get Jeff in the studio one day as well.
Sure, if that's what you want, sure. Right, Carissa, I mean, from what I understand, you know, your work was it picked up a lot of steam. You shared it on social media via Instagram, especially. You bought a typewriter to kind of present some of your work.
Yeah,
Oh my God, typewriter!
Yeah, I've always had this fetish for vintage things. Uh-huh. So I have a vinyl at home and all that stuff.
Now you're making me feel really old.
I mean, hey, you know,
vinyl was something that I grew up with, and a typewriter is what I used at school.
You know, back in those days, my mom...
In those days. Just say not too long ago.
It's really a long time ago.
Whoa.
Okay, my mom used to have a typewriter, and every time I'll sit next to her, and I just type letters.
I love the sound of them.
I love it.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing. You can erase. It's just so... cool. Oh, yeah. I love typewriters.
Now you make it sound like some kind of ancient device that was dug up by Indiana Jones in the middle of Egypt.
Do you see it often? Do you see it now?
No, of course you don't. But it's not like they're an ancient relic.
It's not ancient relic. It's just something that you rarely see. And when you talk about it, you know, it you just feel like, wow.
Okay. Yeah, anyway.
Right?
Anyway, Carissa.
She agreed with me.
People from this current generation, they are hipsters.
Oh, yeah. Right? Now you're saying I'm from a different generation? Or what? Of course I am. Anyway, right. Joking aside, right? Sharing it via Instagram or whatever and using a typewriter. And because, you know, you obviously have background in design.
Yeah.
Very smart way of kind of marketing your work, I thought, right?
Oh, thanks.
So, give us an example out of Midnight Monologues. Read us something that we can, you know, have a listen to.
Oh, sure. Okay. It's one of my favorite pieces. Mm-hmm. It kind of deals with world issues.
Yeah.
The title's called The Selfish and the Helpless.
Okay.
There are those who love themselves and only themselves. And there are those who love everyone else but themselves. With one so selfish and the other so helpless, I'm sure there's a way to solve this imbalance. These two could learn a lot from each other if one deposits love and one humbles the other. This world would finally have a proud human race if we only knew where to love in the first place.
Wow, so deep.
Yeah? Okay, so how long...
Selfish and helpless.
One of them's you and one of them's me. We'll let the listeners decide who's who. Right.
Clearly, so, I know.
Clearly, you know. Right, there you go. You're the first one to answer. Right, so Carissa, tell us, how long have you been writing poetry?
For about 2 years. I think, yeah.
Just 2 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Serious writing for 2 years. Yep.
Have you always kind of jotted stuff down though? Or?
Yeah, I always put it in my notes on my phone. Mm. Or I just write it on a piece of paper nearby or anything like that.
Is it because of the breakup?
Yes. I mean, it started off from there, but eventually I just put in anything that happens in my life also into the writing. So and a lot of people tell me their stories on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they are from all over the world. So they tell me about the really conflicting things that they feel and the problems that they face. So I take that as inspiration as well and put it in my writing.
So how many followers do you think you have now on Instagram, roughly?
2K only? Not that much.
It doesn't matter how many followers I feel.
I'm curious about this because, I mean, when you kind of look at what you might call Instagram famous people or whatever,
yeah, it's true.
They have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. And it's not very often, I'd imagine, that a poet garners that kind of attention. I mean, you must feel proud of it, right? I mean, you've published your own book, for heaven's sake.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they are selling lifestyle. Right. So they use other Instagram profiles as a guide, or they just like looking at pretty things.
Yeah.
For people are very image, they're
for sure.
image species. Mm. So they don't really read as much. Mm-mm. So that's why I post short snippets of my poetry online. And
that's
some of them
on your Instagram, right?
Yeah, and some of them relate to it and it's easy to read.
So it's just like, you know, on Instagram they have the good quotes. So that's when people would share, repost and all. Yeah. And it's nice to read because sometimes it lifts up your day, and no matter how, you know, bad your day is, you know, and reading all these quotes and all would lift you up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point you make though, Carissa, is about, you know, people's attention span and the kind of lack of reading, perhaps, for a lot
it's
of people
true.
Nowadays. They just kind of want to scroll through and see a pretty picture. I mean, when you were growing up, were you a big reader?
No. It's a very surprising thing because in these 2 years alone, I read about 200 books. But before that, I actually said I hated reading.
Because you sound like every other Malaysian I know, though, who says
that. Because like the thing is, people hate reading because they don't find the right book that's
right,
for them.
Right.
And the book that started me reading was Twilight.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if that's what opens the gates.
Yeah, because it's really, really easy to understand. So it caught my interest and I didn't really know how to read. So one page, I took about 15 to 20 minutes to like really imagine everything. Mm. And it's really tiring. So once you start doing that more, then it just gets easier and you get to read other genres easier also.
So what are you currently reading?
Currently, I'm reading The Monkey Mind. It's a memoir about anxiety.
Right.
Because like I have a few people in my life that are suffering from it, so I'm guessing that I should just read it to understand.
Right. I mean, I have a friend who was an avid reader, but he would say that when he read a book, he found it very difficult to visualize the stuff that was happening inside the book, right? And I think once you've found that author, that can kind of unlock...
it's true, yes.
Right? So I recommended a book to him, and it was called... it was by an author called Ben Okri, and the book was called The Famished Road. And it won the Booker Prize a few years ago. But he was one of those people that when he finished that book, he came back and he's like, you have changed everything about reading for me forever. And I think once you find something like that, it inspires you to do more, right?
Right. It's like finding your first love.
Right, right. So with that in mind, what's the next step then? I mean, we've got Midnight Monologues. Are we going to have... I don't know, a dawn kind of set of stories? Or?
Okay, it's called Daylight Dialogues.
I knew I was so close!
Yeah. Okay, the reason why I named my book Midnight Monologues is because I never read my stuff out in public a lot. And I always talk to myself at night, mostly at night because it's quietest and I can write my best.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Daylight Dialogues is a way of me like bursting out of my shell and actually talking dialogues as in to another person. So that's the lighter and more happier version of this book.
So my final question then before we take a break is, now that you've kind of burst out, if you like, which sounds a little bit weird, but do you now bounce your ideas off somebody? I mean, before when you were doing Midnight Monologues, it must have been a very kind of internal thing, right?
Yes.
But the new one, are you reading them to other people to see what they think first?
Actually, I never do that. Mm. I self-criticize a lot because I feel I'm my best criticizer because I'm very, very, very tough on myself.
Right. Mm.
And if it doesn't go through me, I won't let other people read it.
Right.
So, that's a fair point.
Yeah. And the people around me, they just read it through and they think it's good already, so I don't really have that much constructive feedback yet from the people around me.
Right.
There's a good quote behind, I'm holding your book right now, and behind there's a quote by you. It says, why do you believe in me? Because it's awesome, you should try it sometime.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, with that note, we'll take a very short break. We'll be back after these messages. We've got news from Page 2 coming up very shortly. And, of course, Smarty Pants, which Carissa is extremely excited about.
Don't forget, we have a giveaway tonight. We're giving away My Burger Lab burgers, 2 free burgers and 1 free nachos. And all you have to do is just answer this question. What do photographers ask you to say before taking a picture? And it's also the name of a burger in My Burger Lab menu. Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
BFM 89.9, the business station. You're listening to That Time of Night on BFM.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
In the studio with...
Carissa Ong.
She is the author of Midnight Monologues. It's a book of poems and short stories published back in July of this year. Got to number 6 on MPH Weekly Best-Selling Book. She's here with us right now.
Here in the studio.
I'm out of breath. She wants to take part in Smarty Pants. We're looking forward to that, of course. But we've got news from Page 2 coming up in a couple of minutes. But first and foremost, we're giving away some stuff from My Burger Lab.
That's right. We're giving away 2 free burgers and 1 free nachos, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. And now, this weekend is their last week at setting up their pop-up store at APW Bangsa. So the question is, what do photographers ask you to say before taking a picture? And also the same name of a burger in My Burger Lab menu. Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
All right. It's now time for this little thing we call News from Page 2.
What's all the shouting?
Go on, Adeline.
Okay, I'll go first.
Go on then.
Okay, my story is about sand. Okay, S-A-N-D. Oh, so we know that, you know, you would run out of oil and so on, but apparently we are running out of sand.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so as we all know, sand, come on, it's pretty common. You know, sand is easily, you can ignore sand easily, you know, right?
You can ignore it. Yeah. Hello, I don't want to talk to you, sand. I'm done.
No, you don't talk. The first thing, you don't think about it. You know,
right.
You go to the beach, you see sand. Where else do you see sand?
In a sand pit.
Have you experienced it before?
Of course. I had a sand pit when I was a kid.
Now, so, but when you look at sand, you know, what sand becomes? Concrete, glass,
silicon,
you know. Yeah. So you begin to realize that, you know, we're living in a world made out of sand. So this guy, he's an award-winning journalist, Vince Beiser. He said that, you know, all the windows on those buildings are made out from sand, silicon as well. The powers are your computer, your cell phones, the chips in your electronics, you know, all made out from sand. So basically, we know without sand, we have no modern civilization. So he said that...
That's it?
Wait!
Now I'm terrified.
There goes the future.
There goes the future. But I mean, they didn't. The thing is, you know, he also said that, you know, it's causing us to consume concrete at an, you know, unprecedented rate, you know, and means that, you know, sand miners are digging up deeper and deeper, disrupting sensitive ecosystems, and, you know, in some rare cases, you know, swallowing up the entire island.
Right.
It's quite worrying, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it is. We talk about these, we mentioned it before, fake beaches in certain places, you know,
man-made beaches
where they've imported it from somewhere
else. But I didn't
know
there's sand miners.
Yeah, right.
Mine for sand.
Yeah, interesting job that. That must be quite terrifying.
It is. So what happens, you know, if we really run out of sand?
Time's out.
You think so?
Egg timer, time's out, sand. Get it.
Of course.
Okay. Carissa, what was your story today?
Okay, mine's not so like life-changing, but it's funny because I found a story about a man that was caught using a mannequin torso in a hoodie to cheat California police while driving in the carpool lane.
I'm sorry, what?
Right, so he's in the carpool lane, right?
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be a lane where you share a passenger in your car, and therefore it gives you quicker access. It's like the emergency lane here.
Okay. But he put a mannequin in a hoodie beside him to show that he was carpooling with someone, but it's just a mannequin. in there.
It's quite a smart idea, really.
It's quite desperate.
Yeah.
I would too.
But there was also a guy in the, I think he was in Germany or somewhere like that, and they have a very similar thing where if you own a taxi, or taxis can use a certain lane in one of these cities. So he was a very, very rich businessman, and he just went and bought himself a taxi company with one taxi so he could just use that one lane.
That
is crazy. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's somebody who's got too much money. Yep. But this idea is quite smart and obviously definitely illegal. But compared to what we see here in Malaysia, you know, that emergency lane is often filled with cars it shouldn't be and one thing or another, right? Mm-hmm.
Who knows? People might be desperate.
Like, right.
Pretend they're in labor or something like that.
giving out ideas.
Yeah, don't give people ideas, Chris. Come on. Keep it for your book. Right.
What about you?
My story is about... Right, so two researchers, they were looking into the problem of, like I mentioned at the start of the show, kidney stones. Mm. And we know a few people that have suffered from kidney stones, and I'm sure we have friends and relatives or whatever. And it can be kind of a painful procedure, especially when you have to pass them as a man. You know, it's kind of difficult. Imagine pee in a straw. Not pee, as in the pee that you eat.
I know, I get it.
Just to be clear.
Thanks for the image.
Right, yeah, there you go. So I'll just conjure that image up for you. So anyway, I'll leave you with that. These guys have decided what they tried was that they'd been hearing these stories about people that were going to a Walt Disney World in Orlando and riding the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad roller coaster. And there were many reports of these people that when they'd come off the ride, they'd passed kidney stones, you know? So these two researchers went back down to this roller coaster and took a fake kidney with real kidney stones inside to see if they could replicate this, you know, this thing. And it worked. The first time they did it, if you sit in the front seat, 4 out of the 24 kidney stones passed through. But if you sit on the back seat, 23 out of 36 passed. So what they've been saying is, instead of maybe waiting for a procedure or waiting, you know, until you can get seen to, go and ride on a roller coaster and the potential of you passing your kidney stones is quite high.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely serious.
What if you can't? I don't like roller coasters.
Well, you don't. That's your problem then.
For your kidney.
But for your kidney, just do it, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, if the doctor comes and says, okay, you've got a kidney stone, you know, you've got two choices. Either you have to wait to pass it or you can go on a roller coaster. So, you know. But what they're saying is, you know, the smaller the kidney stone, the easier it is to pass, of course. If it's something like it's a 4 millimeter stone or a 5 millimeter stone, ouch, they're likely to get stuck. And then this guy said, that's when you feel like you're giving birth to a porcupine.
Oh, gosh.
I can imagine that. But what they're saying is it doesn't have to be this massive, huge roller coaster. It can be any kind of roller coaster that's dynamic, that goes up and down and left and right.
That's boring then, right?
Well, I don't care about whether it's boring or not. I care about whether it gets the job done. Yeah. So where would we go in Malaysia to get on a roller coaster? Where?
Genting Fox Studios is coming up soon.
That's it, is it? Just
Sunway
that one?
Sunway Lagoon.
Sunway Lagoon.
God, I've not been to Sunway Lagoon for ages.
Isn't the one in the mall downtown as well? What's that big mall downtown?
Times Square. Yes.
There's a roller coaster in there. Yeah. Yep. Have you been on that one?
No.
No, have you?
Nope.
Jeez, I can't even fit in there, I think.
The first time I walked in, I'm like, there is a roller coaster inside the mall.
No, it's a mini one.
It's still a roller coaster in a mall, though. It's quite impressive.
Anyway, you have it in the UK, right?
In a mall?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Anyway, moving on, of course, Carissa, do you know what time it is now?
It is the question time.
It is. It is time for this thing that we call Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
So as you know, Carissa, you have 30 questions and 3 minutes to answer as many as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip. The trick is not to stick on a question if you genuinely don't know.
Okay, cool.
All right. Your 3 minutes start now. Adam Levine is the lead singer of which US pop rock band? Is
Maroon 5.
Okay. Cobalt, cyan, and cerulean are all shades of which color? Blue or green?
Blue.
What is the first name of Gatsby in the novel The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald? Is it Jay or John?
Jay.
Correct. Which French field marshal and emperor was known as the Little Corporal? Was it Napoleon Bonaparte or Louis VI?
Napoleon.
Which mythical bird is cyclically regenerated or
Phoenix.
Seppuku, part of the code.
Japanese, right?
It is Japanese. Part of the code of the samurai warriors is better known by what name? Harakiri or
Jisatsu? Harakiri.
What is the collective name for a group of rhinos, a crash or a herd?
Herd.
It's a crash. Oh. What meat is traditionally used in a stroganoff dish? Is it beef or pork?
Pork.
It's beef. Oh. What type of creature is an arapaima? Is it a lizard or a fish?
Skip.
What is the official language of Nigeria, French or English?
French.
It's English. Film actor Jean-Claude Van Damme is nicknamed the what from Brussels, the man or the muscles?
Skip.
It's muscles. How many colours are in a rainbow, 7 or 8?
7.
The medical condition glaucoma affects which part of the body, the eye or the ear?
Skip.
On Stranger Tides and Dead Man's Chest are subtitles of which series of films? Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Which Roman god was said to be the father of Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, Mars or Neptune?
Mars.
Dementophobia is the irrational fear of what? Old age or insanity?
Old age.
It's insanity. A silverback is what type of animal? A tiger or a gorilla?
A gorilla.
Dhaka is the capital of which Asian country? Iraq or Bangladesh?
Skip.
What animal represents the deadly sin of envy, sloth or snake?
Snake.
Who discovered the electrical nature of lightning through his famous kite experiment in 1750? Isaac Newton or Benjamin Franklin?
Isaac?
It's Benjamin. Oh, no. What is a female alligator called? A mare or a cow?
Skip.
Dupion, habotai and noil are all type of what fabric? Cotton or silk? A gastrectomy is the removal of which part of the human body, stomach or small intestine?
Stomach.
In the Tom and Jerry cartoons, what is the name of Spike's son, Tyke or Pup?
Skip.
It's Tyke. In Greek mythology, which god gave King Midas the power of turning everything he touched to gold? Was it Dionysus or Athena?
Dionysus.
Correct. Shaggy, Velma, Fred and Daphne are all characters in which television cartoon series? Scooby-Doo or Marmaduke? It's Scooby-Doo. In Greek mythology, who tore his eyes out when he discovered that he'd married his own mother? Was it Oedipus or Theseus?
Skip.
What is the official language of the Canadian province of Quebec? Is it French or English?
French.
I'll give you one question. What colour is the berry of a coffee plant? Is it red or yellow?
Yellow.
Is red.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're out of time.
I don't drink coffee.
We're out of time. We'll be right back after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. You are listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
This is
Carissa Ong.
Now, beginning of the show, I asked Carissa Ong what kind of score she thought she'd get in Smarty Pants. She said
above 10.
Above 10. What we're going to do is go through some of the questions in a few minutes to find out how well she did. Before we do that, we have a giveaway by our friends over at My Burger Lab. And the question is,
what do photographers ask you to say before taking a picture? And is also the name of a burger in My Burger Lab menu. Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well. All right, so let's go through some of the questions. The first one, what is the collective name of for a group of rhinos? It's crash. Which meat is traditionally used in a stroganoff dish? It's beef. What type of creature is an arapaima? It's fish. What is the official language of Nigeria? It's English. And the medical condition glaucoma affects which part of the body? It's eye.
So we need a drum roll then, right?
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Carissa Ong scored 14 points.
Oh. Well done. You feel better about that now?
Yep, better than
above
I expected.
10, above 10. Well done. That's good.
Yep. Right then, Carissa. So you're working on your new book. When can we expect a release date for that? Do we know yet?
Probably in 2 years.
Oh, in 2 years?
Yep.
So she's very forthcoming, right?
Good.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Planning all the way.
Right.
You have a goal in life.
Right. But your current book, where can we buy that and how much is it?
Okay. So my current book, Midnight Monologues, you can find it in MPH or any major bookstores in Malaysia and Singapore for $35.90.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And also on MPH Online. And also you can follow me on Koty Poems on Instagram and Facebook. It's Cotypoems.
Okay.
I read a few poems at the beginning of your book, and trust me, I really can't wait to finish up the book.
Lovely. Yay. Take it home tonight then.
I will.
And you can
she
read
gave
it
you
at,
one as well.
You can read it at midnight. Anyway, ladies and gents, it is almost time to wrap up the show, of course. We have been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was,
what do photographers ask you to say before taking a picture, and is also the name of a burger in the My Burger Lab menu? And the answer is,
say cheese. There you go. In the UK, they'd say sausages.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Sausages, because it makes you open your mouth. Sausages.
Yes, I say smile.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Anyway, Carissa, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to meet you. Good luck with your next book.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere just yet. Right, we will be giving out some facts of the day. Adeline, what have you learned today?
Female students in China outperform men to such an extent that some universities have introduced a male quota.
A male quota system. Mm-hmm. Interesting. The act of snapping one's fingers like that, it actually has a name. Do you know what it's called?
Snapping.
A Philip.
Oh.
Spelled F-I-L-L-I-P.
So how does it work?
You
so
fillip your fingers. Not like fillet your fish. Fillip your fingers. Anyway, it has been that time of night. My name has been Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
This has been
Carissa Ong.
Right, everybody. It has been that time of night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.